Well, today there is another refugee crisis that the world's attention is fixed on. And you could say it's happening half a world away as people flee Syria for the West, in particular Western Europe. But it's touching our shores as well. Because of the millions displaced by the Syrian civil war and the atrocities committed by ISIS terrorists, hundreds of those trying to get away from the violence and deprivations have ended up here in Texas. One of those individuals joins us now, Abdul Rahman Zaitoun. He arrived in America back in January. Mr. Zaitoun, thank you very much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you so much.
What was life like for you in Syria when you fled? What were you running from? Could you sort of paint a picture for us?
There's a lot of things we can say, but what I can say, I'll take personal about my life. It was very hard and sad. Like, for me, I was a prisoner of fear, just waiting and praying to make it out alive from there. We used to wake up and sleep on the sounds of bombs and explosions and machine guns, and to see everyday dead bodies and injured people on the sides of the roads. But the problem is we can't do nothing for them because we might get killed for that. And my biggest fear was is if they got me in one of their prisons we have and to get tortured by them. Life in Syria was very dangerous for us, and we were waiting death, and all the hopes were gone over there.
How did you manage to get out, and how did you wind up in Texas?
Well, it's a very long story. It took me like more than 2 years to do that. First of all, we're trying to escape from Syria, so we have to make passports and to prepare for our trip. And we were going to Egypt in that day. But the very same day, there was a new law, and the Egyptian government asked for the Syrians for visas so they can get in. And we were stuck in Lebanon, so what we did is we changed our destination to Turkey. So we went there and we managed our life by help of our friends. And we started to work. After 1 year living in Turkey, my nephew, he was in need to medication. Mm-hmm. And it was so hard to get that medication. So I went to someone and he gave me a woman phone number, and she were in Taksim in Istanbul. And I went to her office and I told her the story, and she was asking me the story of my life in Syria. Mm-hmm. And she wrote everything down, and she said she will send it to the UN. And I don't know why or what they will do about it, but I agreed. I said, okay. She sent it, and in a month, they called me, and they started to do an interview with me. And after, like, five interviews, it took for, like, 10 months to do all that.
Right.
We got approved, and they got me to Texas.
So the UN, as we have discussed on this program, in fact, we talked about it just yesterday, nearly 7 out of 10 refugees referred by the UN end up in the United States, and of that, something like 10% wind up in Texas. Were you hoping to come to Texas, or did you just happen to find yourself here?
Well, I was told I'm going to live in Chicago, but I found myself in Texas. I don't know how that happened, but it's also not a problem. Texas is an amazing place, so I'm really happy that I'm here.
So how have you adjusted? Where do you live? Do you have family here? What's that been like?
Well, my mom with me, and after a few months, my brother came with his family, and we're all in Texas. And for sure, it was really hard to adjust myself in Texas, so I'm sorry. And I have to count on myself. So I found a job. It was the closest one on my apartment, and the problem is I don't know how to drive, and I don't have a car, so I start to use my bike and to go over there every night because I was working night shift. Do you remember the floods and the rain that happened in Texas for a long time ago?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Yeah, I was every day in that flood going in the rain trying to get my job.
Mr. Zaitoun, we're out of time. I wish we had more time to chat, but I want to ask how life is, how you consider life here in Texas. I mean, I would imagine that home is still Syria, or is it? Do you feel like you're at home here?
Yes, sure. The Texans are amazing. They have their smiley faces, and they were welcoming me, and they helped me, and they all encouraged me. The Texans and the Syrian Texans, they did a lot for us, and we're really thankful for that.
So what is your plan? Are you going to return to Syria at some point, or what do you plan to do?
Well, if the work get done, I'll go over there, but right now, no. Right now, Texas is my home.
Abdulrahman Zaytoun arrived in America back in January, in Texas, to be specific. And he lives in North Texas, in Fort Worth. Mr. Zaytoun, thank you very much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you for this opportunity.